So welcome all of you to a long time.
Good to see you again.
Hare Krishna. My pleasure to be here again. I was on long tour for the medical camp in UP. So today we have Mrs. Sarita with us. She is our guest. I requested her to stay here. Today is 27th of February. Anyone knows what is today? Today is Falgun Shuddha Navami. Today is Rangili Holi of Barsana Dham. Very special day today. The holi that we know, that is originated from that place. Barsana is a place in Mathura, which is about 50 kilometers from Mathura towards Delhi. And it is the home of Radharani. Radharani was raised there as a child. Father and mother, brother, sister, they all stayed in their palace in Bhanu Mahal, Rishi Bhanu Mahal in Barsana. We haven't come there, right? No. So we hold every year eye camp there in February. We operate about 1,000 patients, 800 to 900 to 1,000 patients. Over the year, we operate about 2,000 plus patients there. We have an eye hospital there. We have purchased the land over there. We took all the nursing students this time, two times on the land. And the land has got full greenery with wheat planted. Wheat is about to come very soon. 5 acres of land. And from that land, you see Radharani's temple, Vilasgarh, Dangarh, Mangarh all together, one place. So with the panorama technology, we can capture all four together. From one place, any place in the land you stand, from any beginning to the end, 5 acres, you can see all the mountains together, where it's very rare to see all mountains together. But very beautiful place. In the forest, in the middle of the forest, quiet place. So we took all the nursing students. Our nursing students go there as their community posting. Rural posting. Very beautiful atmosphere. So, the holi that we know of has the origin in that place. It began over there. And holi is a festival of colors that from our childhood we have seen in a very perverted manner. Vikrut, Rupa Madhya Pante Palilai. We have not seen the real one. What is the real one? Real one is made, is played with pure colors of petals of flowers. The true holi is played with dry and wet colors made out of extracts and juices of fragrant flowers. So each powder will have different flavor. Each pichkari will have different flavors. And will not harm your skin. It will not cause any allergy. It will glow your skin. And those colors, which are beautiful colors, different colors, are applied by Radharani to Krishna, Krishna to Radharani and to gopis with love. There is no vulgarity, there is no lust, there is no, you know, very ugly behavior between men and women, harassment. It's only love. It's an expression of love. And you express your love through giving colors to each other. To seniors, we apply to their feet and bow down to them. To equals, we apply on face or whatever. But there is no vulgarity. There is a lot of fun. But basically the festival is meant to increase our love for each other. The appreciation, the love, the sentiment that we have to enhance that, this festival is performed. So Radha and Krishna always look forward to have a variety of activities by which they can increase their love for each other. For example, they'll have a Julan festival, Julan Yatra. In Julan festival in the month of July, in the month of Shravan, they swing on the flower Jula. The Jula which is made out of gold, diamond, emeralds, rubies and flowers of variety of colors. The Jula is made of that and then they swing. Then they play colors. Then they play hide and seek. They play so many games. They play chausar also, chopad. पाशा खेला बोलते हैं उसको, सिट डाउन एंड प्ले. दे ऑल्सो रेसल बाय द वे, देयर इज अ प्लेस कॉल्ड भांडीरवन. इन द भांडीरवन द गोपीज रेसल विथ कृष्णा एंड दे डिफीट कृष्णा. इट्स कॉल्ड मल्ल लीला, दे डू मल्ल युद्ध. राधा रानी एंड गोपी डिफीट इंडिविजुअली वन टू वन ऑल्सो. सो वराइटी ऑफ पास टाइम्स. Then the best pastime they play is they do Ras Leela, where all divine experiences take place, which is most wrongly understood by people in the material world. In the world is most misused, misunderstood activity of Ras, which is highest in the spiritual world, is lowest in the material world. So one of them is colors. And we visited one place this time, which we regularly visit, but today also, this time also visited. The place is called Gulal Kund. This Gulal Kund is very close to Govardhan, on the way to Barsana. And it is a place where is the name of Gulal Kund village is called Gantholi. Gantholi means gaant. Iske upar a word bana hai, Gantholi. So this place, one time Radha Krishna were sitting in absorption, looking at each other. Then ekant mein baithe hue hain. Nobody is there, only Radha and Krishna. Sitting and watching each other, looking into eyes. They didn't know anything what's happening around. They were fully absorbed. And at that time, hidingly, all the gopis came. And they went behind them and tied their cloth. Aise shaadi mein karte na, granthi bandhan, one vidhi is there. Like that, they tied their upper cloths secretly, not. After some time, they came out of the absorption and they wanted to go. So when they got up, they got pulled because they were tied together. So they felt very embarrassed. And when they felt very embarrassed, all the gopis just came and laughed and clapped and, you know, teased them. We caught you, we caught you. You thought you were in secluded place alone, but we caught you. So when they felt more shy, because first of all they felt we are tied, and then they saw that everybody's around. So they were very, very, very shy. And when they were feeling shy, what the gopis did, they picked out their pichkaris and started throwing colors on them. Furthermore, embarrassment. And they drenched them in color. So much color, so much color, so much color, that a big kund was formed there, called Gulal Kund. If you see that kund, it is more than the area of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And it is about 4 floors deep. So huge. So much color they drenched on them. They are just receiving the color. And everybody is putting color on them. Filled with pichkari. So that place is Gulal Kund. And that's a place where 12 months in a year Holi is played. It's the only place in the whole Braj. Rest all places only 40 days Holi is there.
So currently also there is Gulal
Kund. Every day, all 12 months in a year. See, Vrindavan Dham is a very beautiful place where Holi is played for 40 days. Vasant Panchami day, it begins. Until our holy day, it continues. We only celebrate one day here, Phalgun Purnima. But Magh Shuddha Panchami is Vasant Panchami. From that date, other side of the Paksha, Krishna Paksha. Magh Krishna Paksha Panchami is Vasant Panchami. That 10 days, I'm sorry. Falgun is a full month. Magh Shuddha, Magh Vadya Panchami is Vasant Panchami. Then 10 days of that Paksha. And then full month of Falgun. If I'm not mistaking. I may be technically making mistake. But Vasant Panchami to Falgun Purnima. That much I know. 40 days Holi is played. Every single day, when the camp is going on, every single day Holi is being played. At 4 o'clock when the Lord Darshan opens, they do Aarti and they throw color on the Lord. Pura Mandir is filled with color. So we went to take darshan in one temple. You know, every handle, every pillar, there was only gulal, you know. Every ground, every inch of the whole place, side walls, everything is filled with color. You can't just avoid it. You have, if you go inside, you have to come out with full color. See, my bidbag is there in the temple. It's filled with all, my dress was filled with color. Nobody put any color on me. It was all everywhere. Lot of fun is there. No vulgarity is there. Of course, there is some vulgarity on the road, but in temples, na, so much purity of the purpose is there. So much love and affection and joy is there. So what I was telling you, in that place called Gulalkund, which you just missed, that Gulalkund made 12 months in a year, Huli is played. In other places, 40 days. And these 40 days also they play. The whole year they play. So today is the day where Latthamar Holi is played. Anybody knows Latthamar Holi? Latthamar Holi is like this, for example, I'll tell you. Yesterday's day, that is Ashtami day, one Leela takes place called Pandey Leela. When Pandey is there, who is a representative of all the Nandagaon Vasis. So on behalf of Krishna, he comes to Barsana to with invitation, please. Nandalala Krishna is sending invitation. Tomorrow is going to come. Please come to play Holi. So all the girls come at Pili Pokhar. They surround him and they take his message. Immediately after the message, they take out their pichkaris and drench him completely. Now you can imagine one poor fellow from Nandagaon and thousands of gopis. They just drench him, overwhelm him like anything. And then Radharani comes and sees that this one man is being embarrassed so much by all these girls. So she comes and says, please save him. Please don't bother him. He's alone. He has just come with message. His boss is going to come tomorrow. That time he will play Holi. Na? Why are you troubling this boy? So she saves him from the atank of the gopis. Atank is aur kya bichara usse. If you become Pandit, you will understand what is atank. Every time. The whole Leela is enacted. So yesterday one man will come, they will drench him. Then Radharani saves him. And with great affection takes him home. Abhi tumhare ghar pe aaya, tumhare ladkiyon ne usko pareshan kar diya. So you are responsible, na? So, so then she takes him home and, you know, allows him to change his clothes, allows him to take bath, warm water, fragrant water bath, gives him sweetmeats and gives him new clothes, and gives him jewelry, gives him gifts and sends him back on palanquin back to Nandagaon. Ki, my girls disturb you, I'm very sorry, but, you know, please accept my gifts. And then he goes back. And the next day, Sri Krishna comes with so many friends from Nandagaon. Pura dula ban ke sach ke aate hun. Fully. Fully, wo kaisa aata hai? All the weapons are already there, stuck. Kya, what are the weapons? Pichkari. All the bags of powders and everything, fully. How a soldier comes? Soldier kaisa aata hai? Pura aisa arms rehta hai, uska pura gunner, this magazines and the guns and spare gun, long gun, big gun, pura khane pehne ke liye fully equipped he comes, you know. And he comes to Pili Pokhar again. And from there he calls Radharani. Because she's not there. Vishakha is there. Lalita is with Radharani. She's upset over there. So then they say, "Arey, see, Nandalal has come. He's come to play Holi, fully equipped. Please, now not the time to get upset. Come down, get dressed up and come." So she's not still getting fine, you know. So then he signals Vishakha, please go and get her. So Vishakha goes up and tells, "See, I also came up to tell, he has already come down waiting for you." Then he calls her, and then she comes down in window. And they see each other. She takes out pichkari and shoots, but doesn't reach all the way up. But the calling of the heart reaches. So she immediately gets ready and comes down. And then all of them come, and there's a rule of Holi, na? Before that, what happens is, all the men, they are hit by the women with dandas. That is called Latthamar Holi. And all the men become equipped with a helmet. They hold like this. It's like a ghamela, you know, iron. And then they will hit on that, hit on that. Keep on hitting like anything. I just lately heard very beautiful thing. That before this festival yesterday, 15-20 days, the old ladies will feed the young ladies, newly married daughter-in-laws and everybody, young ladies, they feed them badam and pista and very heavy things. So that they become strong by Holi. This is a, even today it is followed by the way. All the youngsters are fed nice food for many days so that they can become strong and hit them nicely. And then they all gather at Rangili Holi. Rangili Gali is one place, you know, long gali is there, very famous gali. And the government will arrange to put about 10-15 truck loads of Braj Raj over there. The whole gully is filled with so much thick raj. And all men come from that side with ghamela, all ladies with danda, and they start hitting them. Top, top, top. And they just keep saving like this, like this, like this. And suppose someone gets hurt, for example, by any mistake. Then they pick up that raj and put on the head there only. And gets healed. That's the faith. And when that festival gets over, you will not find even 1 milligram of dust over there. Everybody picks up that dust as prasadam and takes home. And they even dig holes in the original place. And even after finishing off, they also dig and they take as prasad. And thousands of people are watching. They are like on the chhat, on the roofs, on the... Everywhere you find people, there's no place inch to go inside unless you are strong enough. And you watch that. And that takes place for long, many hours. And after that, the holi starts. Then they play holi to each other. And specifically, the girls overwhelm the men from Nandagaon. Obviously, visitors are less in number. Hosts are more in number. So all the ladies, they just drench the men and they use bad words for Nandagaon Vasis. And he said that all the bad words are accepted as flowers from them by the men of Nandagaon. They feel that even the praiseworthy songs about us are not as sweet as this galis of the gopis. A lot of songs they sing. The gopis are using bad words, I know, teasing the men, and the men are accepting them as it is like that. And then Radha Krishna, they decide, now we will play holi. And there are two kinds of holis. Anita, what are the two kinds of holis? No. One is Sukhi holi, one is wet holi. One is with the powder only. Powder. And one is with the water made colors. Pichkari say. So first they decide rules. Ki when you play Sukhi holi, you cannot play wet holi. You can't mix up two things. And when we'll end up Sukhi holi, then they will pick up Pichkari and start doing things. So Krishna says yes, yes. Whatever rules we made is yes, be fine, follow. And then start Sukhi holi, gulal. You know, obviously the girls are very expert, so they overwhelm Krishna and Krishna starts getting defeated. So when he starts getting defeated, he takes a pichkari and starts doing piston. So Radharani gets very upset, you know, because, Hari, how you can pick up like this? You can't do that. You can't just break the rule. So she just puts her hand like this. And his pichkari ka jet hits his hand and something spills over and falls on her cheeks. And this fellow immediately puts his piston down and starts looking at her. Wow, so beautiful she looks. There's some drops of red ointment on the head, on the cheeks, you know. So beautiful she is. And looking at that situation, when he's overwhelmed with that, he's watching her, all the gopis go and pounce on him from behind. You are the cheat, you know, you have cheated us. Now you need to be punished. So they just hold him in such a way, they twist his arms behind his back completely like this, fully. Now he is like this, held with many gopis, not one gopi. Can't even move his hand. And they say, okay, now we will take you to the court. And who is the court? Court is Lalita and Vishakha. Yeah. Say, okay, what punishment should be given to this man? So they decide that we should insult him. And what is the insulting means? When you come with pagadi, when you come with uttariya vastra, when you steal that, it's like, you know, you are wearing Uttariya Vastra. Or some sainik is wearing, Raja is wearing some nice cloth. When you take that away, that means you are insulted. You take your pagadi away, it's also insulting. So they decide that 3 things we'll do to punish him. We'll take his pagadi away, we'll take his dupatta away, and we will fill his eyes with kajal. Now, you say it's wonderful. You put kajal in my eyes. It's not like that. When you put kajal, you put this finger, nice line, softly and, you know, gently, you'll put a very beautiful line. When punishment is given, hands are filled with kajal and you are doing like this, fully on the face. Your full face is with black. So then they steal his pagadi and they steal his dupatta. And now remaining is 3rd one. So they choose Radharani, you have to go and punish him with kajal. So then they take him, twisted arms and as an arrested person in front of Radharani. And then Radharani she has dipped her fingers in kajal. Not one, all 10. And she is about to go and put on his eyes and everywhere. Then he turns his face like this. So then another 2 gopi come and they hold his head like this, tight. And then she comes and fully puts color on his face. Now you go. That's how they punish him. So this Leela took place in Pilipokar. Very beautiful place. Because Radharani went and washed her hands over there. She was put haldi by Mother Yashoda in great love. I want this girl as my daughter-in-law. ऐसा भाव में आकर हल्दी लगा लेते हैं. फिर वो बहुत संकोच हो जाता है उसको, कह रहे अभी मैं घर पे क्या बोलूँगी. सो द गर्ल फ्रेंड्स टेल हर कि धो लो इसको आप इधर. तो वेन शी वॉशेस हर हैंड दैट होल कुंड बिकम्स येलो. प्रिया कुंड पीली पोखर. आपको फोटो भेजा है मैंने उसके. हाँ ऐसा सुंदर होली का उत्सव होता है. दिन भर चलेगा, पद गाए जाएंगे होली के. और एक लीला होती है वहाँ पर, ये जब होता है ना, अभी काजल लगा दिया उनको, उसके बाद में सब गोपियाँ पकड़ती हैं उनको और चुनरी ओढ़ देती है पूरा. लाला को लाली बनाए गए गोरी बरसाने वाली. लाला को लाली बनाई गई गोरी बरसाने वाली. हाँ ऐसे भजन है, मैं कल रात को गाया था. तो वो उसको पूरा रंग लगा देते हैं, पूरा काजल लगा देते हैं, चुनरी उड़ा देते हैं और एक गाली लिखते हैं उस चुनरी के ऊपर. मैं बोल नहीं सकता यहाँ पर वो गाली. वो लिखते हैं होली के डैश डैश डैश. बोलो जाओ अभी यहाँ से. तो वो पहन के वो पूरा बरसाने से बाहर जाते हैं. सो मच सो मच लव एंड सो मच एन्जॉयमेंट इज देयर यू नो. सो वो सारी लीलाओं का जो वर्णन है वो गीत में करते हैं. दे सिंग दैट ऑल दो सॉन्ग्स टुडे. एंड देन वन टाइम राधारानी सेज कि आई विल नॉट प्ले विथ यू होली बिकॉज यू आर सो क्रूकेड, यू आर सो चीटिंग. Whenever I play with you, I am a simple-hearted lady. You come and cheat me, and you don't follow rules, and you always break rules. And I don't want to play any holi anywhere with you. Then she goes away. He says, "You are kala, I am gori. Just by playing holi with you, I also become kali. You know, goro rang dhal gayo, chad ayo kar rango. Main na khelungi holi tere sang." Like that, he says. Main to khelungi na holi. कभी सावरे के संग गोरो रंग झड़ गयो चढ़ आयो कारो रंग. मैं तो खेलूंगी ना होली कभी सावरे के संग. लाइक दैट ऐसे बहुत सारे भाव है उसके अंदर. कभी गुस्सा करती है, कभी आनंद में आती है. सो टुडे इज द फेस्टिवल ऑफ रंगीली होली. एंड दे कीप प्लेइंग एंड देयर सम होली कॉल्ड होरंगा. होरंगा बोलते हैं उसको. होरंगा होरंगा इज प्लेड इन नंदगांव. द नेक्स्ट डे होली इज इन नंदगांव. द नेक्स्ट डे दे गर्ल्स गो देर एंड दे प्ले होली देर. इट्स कॉल्ड होरंगा. दशमी की होली. दिस अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल फेस्टिवल, नाइस फेस्टिवल. एंड मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पार्ट ऑफ द फेस्टिवल टुडे इज सिंगिंग सॉन्ग्स. एंड देयर समथिंग कॉल्ड एज नोक झोक. नोक झोक मीन्स नंदगांव पार्टी कम्स एंड बरसाना पार्टी कम्स एंड दे सिट अपोजिट इच अदर. ऐसे अपोजिट यहाँ के गायक यहाँ के गायक. तो वो एक गाएंगे, उसका जवाब में ये गाएंगे, तो उसके जवाब में वो गाएंगे. और सब गीत में होता है वो. और इतना दे आर सो एक्सपर्ट्स ना. वट एवर यू सिंग दे हैव अ सॉन्ग फॉर दैट अगेंस्ट दैट एंड दैट गोज ऑन फॉर आवर्स टुगेदर. एंड दैट्स कॉल्ड एज नोक झोक. नोक झोक कैन नॉट बी ट्रांसलेटेड टू इंग्लिश. व्हाट विल यू से फॉर नोक झोक टेल मी. ओनली नोक झोक ओनली सेम थिंग. सो ऐसा है सब ब्रज का आनंद. एंड आई हैव बीन आई हैव व्हाट. हाँ अभी भी चलता है रोज उनका इतना सिस्टमेटिक काम है. यहाँ के गोस्वामी यहाँ के गोस्वामी दे गो दे टुडे दे कम टू बरसाना. एंड नाउ एट दिस मोमेंट ऑफ टाइम एट इन द टेम्पल ऑफ बरसाना देर इज बिग समाज गोइंग ऑन. समाज मीन्स टू पार्टी सिटिंग एंड दे आर प्लेइंग डफली मृदंगा करताल हारमोनियम दे वेरियस आइटम्स एंड ग्रेट सिंगर्स कम फ्रॉम गोस्वामी साइड एंड दे You sing one song teasing them, they sing one song teasing you. And it goes on like that for many hours. At the end of the time, then they do kirtan and then they distribute prasadam to everybody and then they go. And the tomorrow's day, these people from Barsana will go to Nandagaon. And Nandagaon temple, they will sit in a row and have samaj. No joke like that. Very beautiful. Very sweet. Only thing, you have to understand the meaning of the songs, what they sing. Whatever they are answering, no? Like you say something and then they answer that, what they answer. They actually tease like anything. They go and they say, for example, I'll give you one example. For example, the Barsana people say, "Are your Kana, you know, he was born to an old man. Look at your king, Nand Maharaj. Even at old age also, he is so active. Huh? Then they say, "Are even your Radharani is born to Vrishabhanu Maharaj in the old age. So you also like that only. Then they will say, your Kana is so lusty, he comes here all the time. He becomes... ladki in my village, and no, he has no shame, and he always comes and my Radharani kicks him away, still he comes again and again. He becomes like a beggar in my place. And then they will answer, then they will answer, like that, keep, they will keep doing. And finally they will embrace each other. So, it is said that these activities of Radha and Krishna are very, very sweet and very deep and very transcendental, very spiritual. So we may not be able to understand the depth of the stories. But when we hear these stories with great love and faith and devotion, then our heart will get purified. Otherwise, if we are not in a right consciousness or right mood to understand this, then only lust will erupt in our heart to hear these things. I suppose you see a movie, which is very, very, you know, romantic movie, and the people are also materialistic people, then your lust will increase when you see that movie. It will keep meditating in your heart and you will keep getting contaminated with that. But when you are devotees and with devotion you hear these stories, they will not allow lust to erupt in your heart, they will only allow love to erupt in your heart. That's why it is explained that these stories are not discussed with everybody in the world. But they are very intimate and very close and very private, confidential. But the great spiritual leaders, they explain to us that this story should be heard with great faith and devotion. And that will purify our heart. And our love for Radha and Krishna will increase. Otherwise, only criticism will come. What kind of Lord is this? Why it is done like this? This is not the Lord. This is an ordinary person, you know, who is going with many women and doing something like that. It is not like that. It's a great activity. So unless one is a very elevated spiritual person, you will not be able to understand the intricacies of the stories. That's why we pray to the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we are simply reciting or hearing these stories in the mood of service. We want to serve them. We can be of any assistance, any service to the divine couple Radha and Krishna to increase their enjoyment. We can become menial servants to assist them to be together and enjoy the pastime of Holi. That's our mood. That's what we do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So any question is there? Anybody has any question? Are you in a hurry to go? Okay. Any question is there, anybody want to ask? Anything about Holi or anything else also? We went to a place this time. If you have any question, I'll answer the question. Okay. We went to a place this time. So every time I go to Barsana, I just try to find a new place which I have not visited in the past. So I had read many things and many places are not yet visited. I want to yet visit. So this time I thought I will go to visit one place called Dharmaraj Kund. All of you must have heard the story of Kunti Devi and Pandavas becoming thirsty in the forest, and she sends Nakul first, then he doesn't come back, then Sahadev, then Arjuna, then Bhimsen. So nobody comes back, then Kunti Devi becomes very worried. Hey, what happened? My son didn't come back. So she says, finally, Yudhishthira Maharaj, now you go and see what's wrong. Why they are not coming back? So he goes to a nearby kund only, nearby pond of water, and he sees all his mighty champions are, you know, they're like Maharathis, are dead without any wound on the body. There's no sign of any wound. War hua, kisi ke saath mein, somebody fought with them, shot arrows, and arrow here, arrow there, blood here, blood there, and they are dead. Imagine, that's still understandable. Somebody defeated them, fine. But here they are dead with no wound or scratch on the body. So he realizes that if somebody can kill my brother Arjuna, who is Mahadhanudhari, Maharathi, warrior, and Gadadhari Bhimsen, that means he must be great personality, without causing a wound on the body, imagine. So immediately he becomes humble and he also hears a sound. If you answer my questions, then I will give water to you. So he understands that my brothers may not have answered the questions. A Of course, they didn't answer. Well. They thought, ki, who cares, you know? I will take the water. As soon as they take the water and drink, dead. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj was not only powerful, but also was very humble and very wise. He understood that if four of my Maharathi brothers can be dead without any wound on the body, the power is very strong there. He says, yes, I will answer your questions. A long discussion takes place. And all questions, Dharmaraj answers. And finally, he is very pleased. The sound is very pleased. I mean, there is no personality. It is only sound. It's like a loudspeaker sound. There is no person behind. The final sound says, I am very happy with you. Now, if you answer the last question, I will give water to you and all your brothers will be alive again. He says, yes, ask me the question. So, he says, what is the most surprising thing in the material world? इस विश्व में अहनी अहनी वो मतलब वो श्लोक है महाभारत में सबसे बड़ा आश्चर्य क्या है दुनिया में आपके विचार से कौन सा आश्चर्य है दुनिया में देखा ये आश्चर्य का उत्तर भी दिया फिर उत्तर भी भूल गए यही बड़ा आश्चर्य है हरे कृष्ण सो यू प्लीज टेल द आंसर यस अभी आई टीज्ड यू यू शुड रिपीट ना रिप्लाई एंड द
आंसर इज दैट कि मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में ऐसे मुझे लगता है कि मुझे कुछ नहीं होगा मेरे बाजू वाले को ही कुछ होगा
नहीं आपका आंसर सही है वो लाइन में है
थोड़ा
नजदीक है आप सही ट्रैक में हो और किसी को बोलना है कुछ यस बिंदु मोल सो मेनी सरप्राइजेस इन द वर्ल्ड एटलीस्ट टेल वन सरप्राइज ना हाँ वन सरप्राइज एटलीस्ट यू कैन टेल Taj Mahal, seventh surprise in the world. What is the most surprising thing in the world? Everybody is dying, but the living ones are thinking he will not die. It's a big surprise. Everyone thinks, "Arey, bichara mar gaya. Arey, jindagi kitni nashwar hai. Life is so short and meaningless. Sab kuch bhi kisme nahi hai. Ek kisi mein kuch nahi hai. Kuch dam nahi hai iske andar. Aisa virakt hokar." घर में जाकर स्नान करते हैं विरक्ति भी धो डालते हैं जो विरक्ति आई थे ना उसको भी धो डालते हैं एंड दे गो बैक अगेन ऑन देयर रूटीन वर्क प्लानिंग व्हाट एवर दे वांट टू डू सो ऑल दोज हु आर लिविंग इवन दो दे सी एवरीवन हु इज बॉर्न हियर इज डाइंग एवरीवन हु इज अलाइव दैट टाइम दे थिंक दैट दे विल नॉट डाई एंड दे कीप प्लानिंग फॉर द फ्यूचर एंड दे ऑल्सो डाई वन डे दिस इज वेरी सरप्राइजिंग टू मी दिस वॉट धर्मराज स्टेज एंड द वॉइस बिकम्स वेरी हैप्पी एंड ही अपियर्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ धर्मराज एंड इज नन अदर देन Yamaraj himself. Yamaraj is actually father of Dharmaraj. In fact, one other name of Dharmaraj also is Yamaraj. Yamaraj also is known as Dharmaraj. So when he took birth, as his son appeared, even they gave him a name as Dharmaraj. That is Yudhishthira Maharaj. What is the meaning of Yudhishthira name?
Still.
Even yuddha mein bhi jo sthir rehta hai man se. युद्ध में आप स्थिर रहते हो क्या क्रोध आता है आपको ये सब यू नो दे आर सो एजिटेटेड विथ सो मेनी इमोशंस यू आर एट द हाइट ऑफ इमोशंस ऑल इमोशंस आर एट द हाइट एंगर सॉरो जो भी आप बोलो बट दिस फेलो इज कूल इवन ड्यूरिंग द वॉर दैट्स व्हाई ऑलवेज ही कुड टेक राइट डिसीजंस इवन इन द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशंस मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशंस ही कुड टेक राइट डिसीजंस भीम बोल रहा है उसको मार के पटक दूंगा कुचल कुचल दूंगा इसे शांत रहो एट द टाइम ऑफ देयर द्रौपदी वस्त्र हरण ना भीमसेन वॉज सो एंग्री ही वॉन्टेड टू क्रश एवरीबडी देयर ओनली ही वॉज सो वाइल्ड बट देर वॉज वन थिंग इन देयर लाइफ दैट द मदर हैड टोल्ड वॉट एवर हैपन्स इन लाइफ धर्मराज इफ ही सेज यस देन यू शुड डू इट However, you may be angry, upset, this, that, you may want to do 51 things in life. But when Dharmaraj will raise his finger, that time you should do it. Or Dharmaraj ko, you should see his right big toe. The right big toe, matlab payasa mutha angtha, ujwa payasa. If that is below, keep quiet. Don't do anything. If he raises that, then you do whatever you want. So it is said that day, इट वॉज सच अ इंटेंस डे. भीम वॉज लाइक राइजिंग अगेन एंड अगेन, लाइक विद वॉट एवर वेल्थ स्ट्रेंथ ही हैड, ही वॉन्टेड टू फिनिश एवरीबडी, हैड ऑल द पावर टू फिनिश एवरीबडी देयर. बट इट सेड दैट इट वॉज सो डिफिकल्ट फॉर इवन धर्मराज टू कीप हिज थम डाउन दैट डे. सो ही वॉज लाइक एफर्टफुली कीपिंग इट डाउन. देर वॉज अ बिग होल इन द ग्राउंड बाय पुशिंग हिज राइट टो अगेंस्ट द ग्राउंड दैट डे. Because he wanted to just keep cool. Who could have kept cool more than that? Everybody was, Arjuna was ready with his everything. Everybody was ready to just destroy everybody. But Dharmaraj was cool. So that is his personality. And because of his personality, he could save all the brothers. Otherwise, they were all dead. There was no war, nothing. They were finished. Because of his kindness, his humility, his wisdom, his balanced mentality, his sthir nature, he could save his brothers. Yeah.
Maharaj was saying that there's a lesson for us to learn from this.
Huh.
He should obey authority, even at times when you feel that authority is
he's against. Following authority, being obedient to authority is so important in life, much more than what you think you are great. Obedience is the highest virtue, more than what you think you are right. Even though you feel it's against you, it's not palatable, it's so unpleasant. It's not right. Many times you feel, mostly you feel it's not right. Unpalatable is different, but we feel it's not right. So that place called Dharmaraj Kund, we visited this time. And that is in Kamyavan. And that is the same place. There are two places. One is their Jhopadi, where they stayed. And one is the Kund, where they went to fetch water. So there's a, the Jhopadi that they stayed is now temple, of course. Panchapandav temple with Kunti Devi, everybody is there in that. Draupadi also. And the home also we went, which is very close by. And the home there is where all the the home Durvasa Muni came with 60,000 disciples. That is the place where he went. All of you know, na? Draupadi had finished eating and all the patra was already finished off, and then after that Durvasa Muni came. So she calls Krishna, and Krishna is eating chappan bhog in Dwarka. And she calls, hey Govind, hey Gopal. So immediately leaves that lunch plate of Rukmini and just appears in Kamyavan. And he tells Draupadi, I'm very hungry. Please give me food. He said, why are you making joke with me? I'm here, finished all the meals. My patra is also over. Akshay patra is finished. And I have a difficulty here. I've got 60,000 angry kind of people who are coming for lunch, and the lady led by Durvasa Muni. And why are you making joke with me? Why are you making fun of me? I am, please save me. He said, no, 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 I'm hungry. I left my lunch because you called me. I left my lunch and I came here. So please feed me something. He said, no, dear Keshav, it's all finished. So she, he says, please go and bring the patra. There may be something attached to it. So he, she brings the patra. And there was one rice is there, cooked rice grain. He takes that and he eats that. That's the remnant of the kheer which he had made in that. And as soon as he eats that one morsel of rice grain, all these 60,000 people in the river who are taking bath, they start belching with full stomach of kheer. They feel as if we have eaten stomach full of kheer, and they were like passing air from top. They were feeling, arey baap re, itna pet bhar gaya, abhi, how will we go back to eat? And then after that Krishna says, Bhima, you please pick up your gada and go to the river and tell them, please come, lunch is ready. So Draupadi says, what is this, Keshav? What are you telling? There is no lunch here. Said, you just go and tell them. So Bhimsen picks up his gada and just starts walking and goes to the bank of the river where all the disciples and Durvasa Muni are taking bath there. And they are supposed to finish their bath and they come for lunch. So he says, Maharaj ji, please come for lunch. Lunch is ready. So they look here and there and they feel, my God, Abhi, if we don't honor his, he has come with gada. He may crush us if we don't honor his request. So you swim across the other side and run away from here. Durvasa orders them. So they, instead of coming on this bank of the river, they swim across and go that side and they run away. And Bhimasena is watching, why they are running away? Then they understand that Krishna has done the trick. He didn't know that everybody is feeling full stomach. Because they had their lunch, they were already full stomach. It's not a surprise for them. But those who were hungry, they felt like they were full stomach. That too with kheer, which he ate. So when Krishna eats and he gets satisfied, every whole the world gets satisfied. and he saves them from the big calamity of getting cursed. So even that house we visited. So there is a nice Shivlinga established over there. The house is there, nice murtis. Ancient murti also were there. And one of the ISKCON temples had renovated the whole temple and new murtis were established over there. Pancha Pandava. In Kamyavan. Kamyavan is another forest near Vrindavan, which is very, very dear to Krishna. Aur kya bataye Braj ke bare mein. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.